Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Well, from what I understand, there were a lot of Halloween parties over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. You had one, Christy?
I went to one, and then I went to an adult party, but then on Saturday hosted a high school party.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you had many snacks there.
We had many snacks. We had some, decorated macaroons and some cupcakes.
Well, I think very macaroons.
It went all out. Oh, yeah. You decorated the macaroons.
Oh, yeah. Little monsters. Yes.
Well, this may be concerning a new snack food.
Oh, good. Well, here it is.
Hey, Anna Lee. Great Halloween party.
Thanks, Colin. But nobody's eating. I guess they're tired of the same old chips and dip.
Sounds like you need to spice things up.
How?
With something different and exciting you might not have tried before. It's the perfect snack for Halloween because it comes in bags shaped like ghosts. It's called Boo Food.
Boo Food?
That's right. They're like Fritos, but they're shaped like Cheerios. Cornholes you can enjoy by the fistful.
I'll admit, I am curious, but I'm not sure I'm ready to get Boo Food.
Well, I'll be honest, it can be uncomfortable at first, but eventually you'll grow to love it.
I don't know. I'm nervous it'll be a pain in the butt. What all does getting Boo Food entail?
Allow me to fill you in. Sure. Just bum rush your local grocery store and aim straight for the rear.
And that's where I'll get Boo Food?
Yep. Now, you might only be able to take a little at first, but once you're used to it, you'll be able to take it all.
I'm still not sure getting Boo Food is something I'd like.
Here's an idea. Let's talk to your friends. I bet some of them have gotten Boo Food before.
Hey, Fanny, you ever gotten Boo Food?
Oh, sure. I wasn't interested at first, but Frank practically begged me to try it. So eventually I loosened up and let him give it to me.
Did you like it?
I mean, I don't want to get Boo Food every day, but yeah.
Rusty, what about you?
I got Boo Food doing hard time at Ham Flour Penitentiary, but I preferred giving it to taking it. Felt better.
Ah, uh-huh.
How about you, Rose? Do you ever get Boo Food?
Only when I'm on my period.
So, Annalie, what do you say?
You know what, Colin? Let's do it.
Hi. I'm Pierce Bottoms, president and CEO of Lil Bugger Snack Foods, makers of Boo Food and the new mummy-shaped bags of Boo Food Egypt. This Halloween, be sure to serve all of our famous treats at your party, from pink donuts to sticky buns. We've got your ass covered.
So, Anna Lee, now that you're getting Boo Food, how do you feel?
Oh, jeez.
Even the ghosts got Boo.
Does Boo Food come in a box or do you get it in the can?
Well.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.